One sunny summer afternoon, I found myself in Berkeley with a group of some 25 other South Asians. In Berkeley, we don't really stand out. We could just have been a group of friends looking for a lunch buffet or Vic's chart house. But appearances can be deceptive. We were actually looking for pieces of radical South Asian history. That's right. It turns out that a community best known for winning spelling bees also has some radical skeletons in its closet. This is Sandeep Roy. Anirban Chatterjee and Barnali Ghosh, who live in Berkeley, curate the South Asian Radical History Walking Tour. They've done about 35 of them. At a cafe later, Anirban tells me it started with a photograph in the book Karma of Brown Folk by Vijay Prashad.
And I remember reading the Karma of Brown Folk, and there's a picture in there of these women in saris with paper bags over their head. The caption said that they were in Berkeley, and I think it said they were from the Bancroft Archives.
Those women in saris were protesting the emergency in India in 1975 when democracy was suspended. On our walk through the university campus, we turn a corner and are suddenly transported to 1975.
Down with emergency! Free India now! Down with emergency! Free India now!
The protesters have masks on, an idea they got from Iranian students protesting the Shah, and hand-lettered signs. Barnali says looking at the photograph of a woman waiting for her carpool with her mask and her Long Live Revolution sign makes her really proud.
It really makes us proud that uncles and aunties are parents' age. You know, there's a lot of like auntie and uncle bashing that happens in our community. But these people, they were out here raising their voices against injustice. And they could have made the choice to just sit in silence in a foreign land away from it all.
And I thought South Asians were just the model minority who came to Berkeley to study, get a green card, and buy a Honda Accord. It turns out they've actually been rabble-rousers, Barnali tells the group.
From 1908 to 2013, we have never remained silent.
Like Kartar Singh Saraba, who came to work in the orchards and study at Berkeley in 1912, but became involved with the Ghadar Party and its meetings to overthrow the British Empire. Saraba was hanged by the British.
He wrote his last poem to the revolution a few hours before being taken to his death. It was called On the Way to the Gallows.
Yes, Indian I am. 100% Indian. Indian is my blood and my caste. This is my only religion, my only tribe, my only clan.
As we walk down the streets, we encounter not just revolutionaries, but stories of high school students after 9/11, a Bangladeshi Muslim getting married to his boyfriend back in 1992, when same-sex marriage was actually radical, and activists wondering whether to boycott an Indian restaurant after its owner, Lucky Reddy Bali Reddy, was arrested for trafficking poor villagers from India in 1999.
And they realized that boycotting the restaurant would probably hurt the workers more than it would hurt the boss. So what they did instead was to hold a big public vigil right here, right where we stand, in front of that restaurant.
Anirban says sometimes people hear that word radical and think bomb-throwing anarchist.
The word radical can be really kind of big and scary, but I certainly think of feminist organizing against domestic violence as being incredibly radical in its own context, in the context of our community.
These stories live on in other struggles.
This is our legacy. Kartar Singh Saraba inspires me to dream big. If he could take on empires, then I know I can take on climate change or economic injustice.
And the other moral? My mother was right. Think before you throw anything away. Someday that photograph you took at some potluck or that flyer you Xeroxed for a meeting might just become part of history. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata by way of Berkeley for KALW.